evening, everyone. This is the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, October 4th, 2012. Here's a quick look at what's coming up.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, federal court rules in favor of indefinite detention of people just accused of being a terrorist. And then, Obama-backed Syrian rebels are burning the U.S. flag. And finally tonight, Melissa Melton sits down with Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, to discuss the impact we're having against the warlords of Agenda 21. All this and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
And we begin this evening with an alarming setback in the fight against the National Defense Authorization Act, as a federal court has just ruled in favor of indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. So the NDAA controversy continues. A federal appeals court ruled in favor of the Obama administration's blatantly unconstitutional law. They can once again detain anyone the government considers a threat forever. And I can imagine the look on some of our audience's faces right now, as many of you are probably thinking to yourselves, wait a minute, I thought that this indefinite detention of U.S. citizens, I thought this provision was blocked permanently. So what the hell happened? Well, it was permanently blocked beginning last month by a district judge who rightfully declared the law unconstitutional. And you may recall that we were all very happy to report a victory against the NDAA. Last month, District Judge Catherine Forrest said in her ruling, First Amendment rights have already been harmed and will be harmed by the prospect of the law being enforced. And she permanently blocked the NDAA provision. Permanently. Well, as it turns out, permanently under the twisted Obama administration equals about 1 month. And wouldn't you know it, Obama moved to appeal the decision the very next day and demanded that they reinstate the indefinite detention provisions. The administration characterized the ruling last month as unconstitutional. So once again, it feels like we are living in the Twilight Zone or perhaps George Orwell's 1984, because only in an Orwellian society would a president declare that a judge's block on indefinite detention of U.S. citizens to be considered unconstitutional. I mean, seriously, is there no end to the madness? And who were the judges who ruled in Obama's favor, might you ask? Well, all three of them were appointed to the appeals court by Obama himself. That's right. They granted the Obama administration what they call an emergency stay that temporarily blocks last month's ruling. The team of judges wrote in a three-page order to expedite the appeal. We consider that the public interest weighs in favor of granting the government's motion for a stay. So according to these traitors of the Republic, looks like that it's in the public's best interest, according to them, that the government can detain us without questioning, without due process, indefinitely. Way to go, guys. I mean, really, this looks like a domestic attack on the American people. When you look at this law, I mean, it could be used by authorities to forever detain anyone that the federal government considers to be a threat. You know, people that are in different political groups, protesters, demonstrators, journalists, whistleblowers, you name it. This will go down in history as the end of due process. Now, let's switch gears and talk about the latest developments in Syria, because Turkey says its armed forces have fired on targets inside Syria. This in retaliation over a Syrian mortar attack that they say killed five Turkish civilians. Apparently a woman and child were among the dead. A NATO official said the alliance ambassadors were meeting in emergency session today to discuss the situation. And I think it's important to point out that the UN and the United States, well, they're the ones that basically armed the Syrian rebels to begin with. Something, of course, the mainstream media has failed to talk about. Now, the White House has signed off on over $76 million in humanitarian aid that has gone directly to Syrian opposition forces. In addition, Obama recently rubber-stamped a separate deal to use taxpayer money to support Syrian rebels with non-lethal aid. Meanwhile, even the New York Times, well, even they admit that the CIA is helping the rebels on the Turkish border with heavy weaponry. Yeah, like 14 ground-to-air Stinger missiles, for example. So we've also showed you the London Guardian reports that say al-Qaeda militants meet every day with Syrian rebels in order to train them on how to build bombs. We've also known about the, they use their prisoners as suicide bombers. And have you seen the Syrian rebels? They're routinely photographed wearing al-Qaeda gear. And I know we've all seen the numerous YouTube videos that show opposition forces flying the al-Qaeda flag. So again, al-Qaeda forces in Syria fighting hand-in-hand with Syrian rebels, backed by the UN, backed by the U.S., and your tax dollars. And when some of these Syrian rebels launch an attack against Turkish civilians, well, the United States gets angry, NATO gets angry, and they have to have an emergency session. Even Hillary Clinton is getting upset. She claims to be very angry. And she has stated that Washington is outraged at the Syrian mortar strike on Turkey, a fellow NATO alliance member. And, she will speak with the Turkey government to discuss what they must do next. So again, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is outraged by the recent behavior of the U.S.-backed Syrian rebels. Let me tell you something. You don't want to mess with Hillary Clinton when she's angry. Because I actually did some research on the internet last night, and I found some angry Hillary Clinton photos. And when she's pissed off, she looks downright scary. Here's a look what I'm talking about. Well, she definitely doesn't look very happy right there. That's an angry look. That'll give you chills. This one looks like it came straight out of a classic horror movie, you know. And I think that's through Bill Clinton's eyes right there. That's what she looks. That's not angry. I think she just passed gas. I think that's what that is. And not sure what this one means. Maybe an angry kiss. I don't know. What's next? And I don't know. Maybe some of you can mark the YouTube time code. Come up with your own caption for that one. And I've gone too far. Try to ignore that one. And, this one's my favorite. Pause this one, Marcos, because this one is crazy. This is proof that there is one person capable of looking more angry, more pissed off than even Hillary Clinton, and that's Barack Obama. I mean, check out Obama's face in this picture. He looks like he's about to slap Hillary right upside her head. I wonder what happened. No doubt some tension there. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, in this case, perhaps several thousand page views on YouTube. Well, it's always fun and it's easy enough to make fun of Hillary Clinton, but in reality, this is some serious stuff that we are talking about here. And now we learn from an article that was recently posted by Paul Joseph Watson that the assault on Syria matches the Brookings Institute regime change strategy. The article featured now at Infowars.com, following today's authorization by Turkey to conduct military attacks inside Syria, a move that is basically a declaration of war, we now learn that the assault on Syria is beginning to match precisely a strategy outlined by the neoconservative Brookings Institution to achieve regime change. Yeah, the Brookings Institute is widely acknowledged as the most influential think tank in the United States. And it has outlined a plan to use humanitarian concerns, basically a Trojan horse disguised as an ambulance, as a manufactured justification to conduct military operations in Syria. And even after Turkey retaliated yesterday, the strikes have continued this morning and today and, well, probably as we speak. And we have now learned that the Turkish parliament convened to authorize military cross-border operations into Syria. And this means ground forces. This means war. And, you know, this could escalate. Look, the United States and NATO, they're on Turkey's side, even though they armed, you know, the Syrian rebels who launched the attack against the Turkish civilians. You know, this has false flag written all over it. But as we all know, Russia is on Syria's side. And that has a potential conflict with Russia. Well, that conflict is all too real. Let's hope it doesn't happen. And while Turkey is authorizing and conducting military strikes inside Syria and killing Syrian troops, not to mention having headquartered, trained, fund, and armed militants to carry out terrorist attacks inside Syria, their political leaders are claiming that they are not at war. It kind of reminds me of that scene from, you know, the movie Mars Attacks, where the aliens are telling everyone, you know, don't run, we're your friends. And at the same time, they're bombing everyone and destroying the city. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. So again, that story is available right now on Infowars.com. Another interesting related article by Tony Cartolucci, Turkey attempts to trigger war versus Syria. Also, well worth the read, so turn off your televisions and get informed. Infowars.com, the website. And it looks like this may be the final domino to fall in a coordinated effort to take down both Syria and Iran. I mean, you know, as a wider and far more deadly war is now coming into view as Iran gears up for an attack by either the U.S. or Israel or both at the same time. And the U.S. and its partners escalate proxy wars inside Iran and Syria and fan the flames of a conflict in northern Africa. The global elite and their corporate and bankster partners are determined to force on Iran the same fate suffered by Iraq. And, well, invading Iraq was kind of like, I don't know, like kind of like going to war with Ethiopia. I mean, basically Iraq had no army to speak of. They had no navy. Their military was completely depleted, especially following Gulf War I and 10-plus years of sanctions. They were basically defenseless. But Iran's not going to be a cakewalk. Iran, that is a different story. I mean, these guys, you mess with them, these guys are ready to rumble. They are heavily armed and equipped and determined to defend themselves once provoked. And, you know, we know Russia and China could very well end up on their side. After all, Russia, they are completely encircled by the United States right now, and they're not too happy about it. So we are definitely seeing wars and rumors of war. All right, here's an update on the Philadelphia police officer who struck the woman during a public event over this last weekend. And it looks like the officer is going to be fired. Charges against the woman will be dropped. Good news indeed. Finally, a police commissioner with a moral conscience. Let's take a look at the incident that was captured on video.
The video shows Josie taking a swing at Aida Guzman. She had sprayed some silly string at officers at the Puerto Rican Day festivities Sunday. Someone else apparently threw some other liquid, but Josie went to her first, hitting her in the face, dropping her to the ground. She was taken away in cuffs, charged with disorderly conduct. That charge has now been dropped. And Josie, well, Fraternal Order of Police leaders say they will fight his punishment.
Now, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey, he will take a commissioner's direct action, is what it's called, against Lieutenant Jonathan Josie, that a-hole officer that you just saw hit the woman in that video. And that means it's effective today. So Lieutenant Josie the pussycat, will be suspended for 30 days with the intent to dismiss. Your badge and your gun, please. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Hey, that's going to do it for the first half of our program. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, our very own Melissa Melton is going to sit down and talk with the author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, one of our favorite guests on this show. That's Rosa Corey. That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News. So stick around.
Insider billionaire investors like George Soros and John Paulson have recently made massive moves into gold, purchasing what Bloomberg News described as gold hoards. Soros alone doubled his holdings in a single day. Russia's Vladimir Putin has doubled down on gold, increasing the country's holdings by over 100%. With $1.8 trillion under management, the bond king, Bill Gross, the world's preeminent bond fund manager at PIMCO, has warned investors of the dangers of QE3 and inflation. And what's he betting on? You guessed it, gold. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are launching a new salvo in the InfoWar because there is a war on for your mind. You know that the globalists are trying to get everybody online and only online so that they can control and surveil information and also erase books, videos, whatever they want to en masse. That's why we're launching our answer to the internet kill switch, InfoWars Magazine. The first issue, we printed over 90,000 copies of the September issue, and it sold out in less than 2 days. So get your copy of the new Technocratic Elite issue today before it sells out. Again, we cover from the technocratic social engineers' own words, their own admissions, their plan to take over our society and replace us with robots. But we don't just stop with the rise of the robots and the end of humanity, or will humanity survive the singularity? We get into the government buying now 1.6 billion bullets against the American people. We get into Big Sis's surveillance of this magazine and my website, InfoWars.com. We cover QE3 and what hyperinflation means to you and your family. Whatever you do, don't look back later and wish that you would have taken action. Take action now. People have never been more ready for this information. People have never been this hungry, starving for the truth. And it is contained in the new issue of InfoWars Magazine. This is a time capsule. It is so important we get it out to everyone. If you subscribe now for 12 issues, we will give you the first issue absolutely free. So that's 13 issues for our 13 colonies. Part of restoring the spirit of 1776 worldwide.
Again, go to InfoWarsStore.com and order 10 packs, up to 100 packs at cost, and give them out to people in your area. The response last month was incredible. People are hungry to actually hold this information in their hands. You can also subscribe and get 12 issues delivered to your door and get the first inaugural issue free. I'm Alex Jones, thanking all of you for your support and making our operation a huge success.
Christy Hightower here for PlanetInfoWars.com, bringing you a quick update of what's going on the site. Now, a side note before we get started, if you missed the debates last night, I assure you, you didn't miss more than a little sheeple entertainment, and I think Big Bird's going to get fired if Romney wins. But let's start it off with a quote, actually, from Noam Chomsky, because it really applies to this debate here. Now, if you want to be smart about keeping people passive and obedient, you strictly limit the spectrum of opinion that they're allowed to debate in, but then you allow lively debate. Now, I paraphrased. Forgive me, but, you know, that's exactly what happened last night. It was strictly strictly within limits. So that being said, it actually brings us to our first article from Planet InfoWars, and it's from Planet InfoWars user Patrick. And he actually, it's titled Sleeping Wife, and the title is a little misleading because he actually talks about his personal awakening and his experiences. And then the sleeping wife part is because she's still asleep. And so his struggles, he kind of walks you through what he's had to go through, and you might relate. So go check that article out. One of the things he explains... is since my awakening, I have gone from trusting to questioning, from liberal to close to conservative, from Democrat to libertarian, from anti-gun owner to gun owner. So you might have some things in common. Reach out to him. Leave your comments. Next up, actually, is an article from a bunch of North Carolina people got together on Planet InfoWars. Woo! And have written an article. They actually reached out to our producer here, Rob Dew, and said, will you write an article for us, you know? And they titled it Fluoride Fighting in Raleigh. So in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, this is actually an article about them getting together and fighting against the fluoride that's being put in their water. And you can actually, let's see, in the article, it actually tells you where you can go to support them. They said they'll be speaking in the Raleigh City Council's chambers November 6th at 7 p.m. So if you live in that area or you live close there, you should go support them. And take a look at this. Their hard work paid off. They're actually featured on the InfoWars.com main page. So great job, North Carolina activists. And lastly, actually, there's user UVAV, and he has done just that as well in a different way, bringing people together for activism, has created this awesome poster, which I took the liberty of coloring in a little bit, but it says, wake up, and then underneath its little tabs for InfoWars.com, you can go and find this PDF to print off and post at your, you know, local library or signs, you know, places that they'll allow you to post things. His article is actually named Wake Up! Free poster for InfoWars. So go check that out. Print out that PDF. Post it up. Thank you again, Patriots. You all are talking and we're listening. So keep up the great work.
I'm Melissa Melton, back with InfoWars Nightly News. In just a sec, I'm going to talk to Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, available at InfoWarsShop.com. I want to talk to her a little bit about some of these sustainable development meetings that I've been attending locally here. And also, she wants to share with us some successes as we are actually winning the war against this UN global takeover plan. So, hey, Rosa, how's it going?
It's great.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk to you for a little bit first. Just Agenda 21, it seems like on the surface, a lot of people are saying it's just so great. It's green. It's good for the environment. I've seen articles where they refer to it as a plan for the betterment of humanity. But can you tell people how it's actually a form of eco-tyranny that's they're basically using to usher in a one-world government?
Yeah, it is actually, it's a blueprint. It's the inventory and action plan. It's the, what they're doing is they're inventorying and controlling all resources, both natural and human, all means of production, all education, and all information in the world. That's what this plan is really about. So it has a green mask of environmentalism, but it's really about inventory and control because you can't control what you don't know you have. So that's where we're at now.
Exactly. And as you know, we here at InfoWars, Aaron Dykes and I and other reporters, we've been attending some of these local sustainable development meetings. And it's one thing to read about it in your book and to read articles about it, but it's another thing entirely to personally witness the manipulation of these planners when they go in and talk to these community people and they tell them this is your vision for your community.
Yeah, that is the rhetoric. And they are instructed, they're taught, you know, people get their degrees in organizational management in the sociology of groupthink. And this is what's being used by the American Planning Association and your local planners, and you're paying for it. So this is not your plan. This plan is the same plan all across the United States and all across the world. And every single one of these plans calls for smart growth, moving you into a dense city center and out of the rural areas so that you can be controlled and they can get control of all of the land, water, and natural resources out there.
Oh, yeah. At these actual meetings, these are under a HUD grant that kind of merges HUD, DOT, and EPA under Obama's Council for Sustainable Communities. And they're getting like $3.7 million. And we actually got them on camera to admit last time we went that none of that money goes to any actual development of any kind, that it's all for planning.
So. That's exactly right. Nothing gets built with these plans. There's $100 million last year from HUD. Year before, $96 million. This year, many millions of dollars. And these are for planning only. Then that's, you know, when you go to those meetings and they give you, you know, like a little sandwich and you see all their stuff, that's money that your tax dollars are going for that. And that's all about getting regional governance in and taking care of getting rid of your power to influence your government.
Yeah, the people at these meetings last time, they were actually really, they were asking us, they're like, well, where's all this money coming from that's supposed to go towards building all of these things that they want to put in place? They want to put, actually, the last town we went to had about 2,000 people, and they were telling people, we need to concentrate smart growth in your town of like 2,000 people.
Yeah, this is typical. I mean, you'll be out in, you know, nowhere, basically, and they'll be like telling you that you have to put high density development on your one block long street. You know, so this is really about getting people, what they'll be doing is moving people out of rural and suburban areas into the interim holding cities, and then from there into the higher density mega cities. And those are, you know, this is what you're seeing now. This is what these regional plans are about. It's about erasing jurisdictional boundaries.
Yeah, it seemed like, I mean, all of the questions that I've seen at all of these meetings, they were preset questions. They were leading questions with preset answers, and none of the answers were anything but Agenda 21.
That's right. You know, they'll say, do you want business as usual? It's like, oh, you're so bad. That's where you live right now. You live in a house, you live out in the suburbs, or you live in a rural area. Business as usual. That's so bad. But you really want planned future. And that's what they're giving you, your planned future, you know, living in a basically, like you said, in a basically an apartment the size of a one car garage. But you're saving the planet. So that's how they get you.
Yeah, I actually went and did a man on the street and interviewed people, and I asked them if they would do it, if it would save the earth. And I was surprised to find multiple people that were like, sure, shove me in a closet. I'll do it if it saves the earth. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, let's see. How about if we put you in a jail cell? How about that?
I mean, basically, I had one woman actually stand in the square and say, everyone should live free in this square. I was like, I don't even know what that means. I think I was so shocked at that point, I didn't know really how to respond to her.
Yeah, so. This is the rhetoric, you know, and you see it everywhere. This is people who are buying into this are really either, you know, unwilling, you know, foolish dupes, or they're just, you know, they're not thinking clearly. That's why we're out here. We're helping people to get up and stand up.
Well, I know that I've read a little bit about some planning meeting boot camps, planning association boot camps, and you had mentioned you had a scoop on that.
Yeah, I actually joined the American Planning Association. I'm sure that right after they hear this, they're going to ditch me off.
I was going to say, how'd you manage to do that? We actually thought about trying it, but not around here. It's not going to happen.
I know. Well, I was amazed I was able to do it, and I did pay, and I got, American Planning Association communication boot camp. 12 weeks long of webinars and guidebooks and how to manage people like us, how to shut us down.
How to put us all in jail cells and take over the earth. Sounds fascinating.
Basically, they're teaching planners how to counter what we're saying by lying to elected officials. They're telling planners how to lie to the people and how to lie to elected officials. And they're saying that, of course, we're funded by the Koch brothers and ridiculous stuff like that.
Nice.
Not true.
Well, I know at the last meeting, in the town that had less than 2,000 people, they were actually standing up and interrupting their pre-scripted PowerPoint presentation with their clickers and their questions, and it was really throwing them off. They were getting, I don't know if they've done the boot camp yet, because apparently they don't know how to handle that when the townspeople actually stand up and say, hey, I mean, we had one guy stand up and say, this isn't cool. You've got four questions coming up, and all of the answers are bad. What do I do? I don't want any of these. And they were like, oh, you can just handwrite something in. We'll take it into consideration. And it was pretty obvious that was not going to happen. So,
yeah, that's exactly what you're instructed to do. They're like, oh, yeah, you write that on a post-it. We'll be sure and put it in the round file later after
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah, and this is, you know, exactly what's happening all across the nation. More and more people, you know, we're really getting a lot more people who are aware of this. And it's having a difference. It's really making a difference. You got to show up. You got to speak out. And you've got to anti-Delphi these meetings.
Well, you had actually mentioned some successes. Did you want to talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, actually, we've got some great successes around the nation. And, you know, you're not going to hear this in the mainstream press, or if you do, it's going to be totally skewed. But just the other day in Gaston County, North Carolina, they refused to participate in Connect Our Future, which is 14 counties. They refused to be part of that $5 million HUD grant. And then happened again in Rochester, New Hampshire. They refused to participate in Granite State Future. That's another HUD grant, $3.5 million HUD grant for 9 regional planning commissions. And people are getting hip to it. The commissioners, you have to assist your elected officials in understanding what's going on. And that's exactly what happened in Baldwin County, Alabama, last month when the county commissioners rejected their Horizon 2025 comprehensive plan and said, hey, you know what? This is going to take private property rights, and we are not going to support it. But it can't happen without you. You've got to show up and be there to make that happen.
Well, yeah, and we actually just urge everybody to go ahead and get your book, The Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, and give it to their city council people, because some of these council people, just they might not even realize the rhetoric that's being used, the phraseology they're using at these meetings is straight out of Agenda 21, that it's all coded, it's pre-planned to get them on board on something that sounds good but is actually eco-tyranny. So.
Yes, that's true. And they're actually, what it is that the elected officials are being driven by staff, and staff is trained to do exactly this. So this is what, you know, we've got it. It's all laid out in the book, and I'd love it if people got that and then give it to your elected officials. They're actually, people are buying it and giving it to their sheriffs.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is a great idea. Their police departments, so that, because, you know, they bring in the police to these meetings. They're threatening you. They're chilling your civil
rights.
Oh,
we know all about the police coming to the meetings. I wasn't actually at the first local meeting here. There's a set of 4 local meetings, and I didn't attend the first one. Some other staff members, some other reporters here did. And then I went to the 2 after that, and it seemed like more police presence each meeting. They definitely are feeling us there. I mean, at the last one, we got a really hostile greeting of, oh, it's the InfoWars people. I mean, they obviously saw our last report, and they did actually change their PowerPoint presentation at the second meeting and the initial meeting. It had said something about how your presence, your participation at these meetings automatically equals your acceptance of what's going on in the meeting. But, when I went to the last one, they had taken that bullet point off because we had made a pretty big note of it in our report. So
yeah, they might have taken it out, but they still mean it.
Oh, you know? Yeah,
you've got to take those meetings down. You've got to take them down, and you guys are doing a fabulous job.
Well, I actually just had one more question before I let you go today. I really do appreciate your time, definitely. I've been on your website, Democrats Against Agenda 21, and I've noticed the One World, One Vision 2050 maps that are transportation, they look like transportation hubs linking the entire country together, broken down by regions. They really do, they do love these regions. You've got the DOT regions and the FEMA regions, and they all seem to have 10 regions for America. It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw all these maps on your website, and if this doesn't seem like proof of a takeover, I'm really not sure what else could be.
Yeah, it's actually about controlling populations, because they're using the illusion of high-speed train. High-speed rail, you know, it doesn't really exist, right? But they lay these lines out on the map, and then they say basically that's the justification for moving you into these so-called hub mega cities, and you're not going to be getting out of those cities. That's the plan. You know, there are 11 states that are not in mega regions, and those are basically going to be cleared out. So what we're looking at, if you go on go on our website, democratsagainstunagenda21.com, go and take a look at that, And we've got source documents there that show you exactly how the federal government is involved with this in actually transferring our sovereignty to these regional unelected boards and commissions that are redrawing our nation and the world.
Yeah, and I would really encourage everybody to check out Rose's website, check out this documentation, because, you know, anybody who wants to say this is all conspiracy theory, it's all there in black and white. They've got it all planned out. And definitely check out Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey, for sale at the InfoWarsShop.com. It's a great book to get, read, give it to your family, let them know what's going on, and give it to your local city council members to let them know what's going on, because they might not realize it. I just want to say thank you very much, Rosa, for joining us today. Appreciate it. I hope to talk to you again about this, especially coming up after this next meeting. It would be great to get your feedback.
Great, Melissa. Thanks a lot.
And I do urge everyone to go ahead and get Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. It's for sale at InfoWarsShop.com. And, you know, Agenda 21 is trying to take over every city here in America. It's not just this city or that city. It's not some future plan, and it's not some conspiracy theory. This is happening now, and it's happening all over. So I urge everyone to get this information. And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to please get a subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. It funds our operation. It funds us getting you this information. You can get up to 6 memberships for 1 fee, and it really does help us get this information to you. And that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Melissa Melton. Take care. We'll see you again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.